I've made mistakes, I know it's true, but you're so strong, so reach the sky.
You haven't heard these lyrics before, but one new baby will. Maybe each and every night, right before bath time or bedtime, or at 2 a.m. when the world seems scariest. It will be their song. It was written by a new parent with help from local musicians and groups for something called the Lullaby Project.
The Lullaby Project is a project of Carnegie Hall's Weill Institute of Music.
Mary Bonhag and Evan Primo make up Scrag Mountain Music, now in its 10th year of providing community-supported chamber music, and under the guidance of Bess O'Brien and Gary Miller of Writers in Recovery. Mary, a soprano, and Evan, a composer and double bassist, invited new parents through the Lund Center to pen personalized songs for their new babies.
It's become a kind of international program with partners all over the world, and Scrag Mountain Music has been wanting to take this on for several years now, and so we're so grateful that we're finally kind of the Vermont chapter of the Lullaby Project.
Justine Mee is family educator at Lund Center in Burlington, and she supports families in Chittenden County with parenting skills, accessing resources.
A lot of the parents that we serve come from all walks of life. There's often times that parents can struggle with substance abuse and they might find themselves in the program. Sometimes just additional help with some parenting skills and kind of trying to get things back on track.
And once a week, she holds a play group at Lund Family Center. And this was where the Lullaby Project came to life.
The first time we met, everybody came. So Writers for Recovery, Scrag Mountain Music, all of the parents were present, talking about, all right, we want to focus on writing a lullaby specifically for your child. So each parent had an opportunity to tailor the lullaby to their child specifically.
Both Mary and Evan from Scrag Mountain have past lullaby experience and what Evan terms, quote, music for necessity, after their first son was born and had a tough time sleeping at night.
We would press him up against my double bass and I would play long, low notes to get him to fall asleep. Lullabies are such an interesting combination of art and necessity, very practical art.
And so over the course of several weeks in the Lund Family Center's playgroup, the parents would write and rewrite the lyrics, and then Scrag Mountain came to join them to help score and compose the lullabies.
I like to start with the rhythm of the words because that's so natural. There's rhythm in everything that we say and speak in every word. Once we start singing notes and then exploring different options and trying different harmonies underneath them, then the music really comes to life.
The writing sessions were led by Writers for Recovery, working on writing prompts with the parents. So that looked like giving the start to a sentence like, your mom is dot, 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 or you have come from, or I wish for you, or I'll never forget. It was really, really amazing what came out of those writing sessions. And then we worked with them one-on-one to help them set their lyrics to music.
To be composing lullabies with parents with their baby in their arms and during the composing process to have the baby fall asleep. It was just a kind of a sign that you're on the right track.
As the parents sat down and really got writing, they were very vulnerable in what they wrote. And again, I give them so much credit because a lot of what they chose to write is honest and probably somewhat difficult to put out there.
I mean, besides the fact that the project itself is incredible for supporting maternal health and increasing maternal child bonding, giving a lot of emphasis on future thinking and hopeful thinking, which I think for a lot of parents, because this project is often geared towards at-risk parents, that's really powerful for them. By the end, everyone had a lullaby, and I think at least two of the parents said, I just did not think I could do this, and now I have this song that I can always sing to my baby forever.
That's Mary Bonhag and Evan Primo from Scrag Mountain Music and Justine Mee from the Lund Center in Burlington, all talking about the Lullaby Project. And you can hear those original lullabies performed in concert this weekend at different venues. Find out where to see them at vpr.org or visit Scrag Mountain Music. You're listening to Weekend Edition.